ओम शांति। आई हैव सीन सो मेनी बिफोर एज वेल बट आई डोंट रिमेम्बर द नेम, सो कैन यू गिव मी अ लिटिल इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ योर्स सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक विथ यू विथ दैट एंगल। तमने तो हूँ जान सिस्टर फ्रॉम कैम्ब्रिज। हाँ, वेन आई विजिटेड कैम्ब्रिज दैट टाइम यू वेर देर। या यू मलेशिया? ओके, कैनेडा? हाँ, टर्की। ओ गुड, टर्की इज मोर नियरर टू इंडिया, मोर नियरर, राइट। एंड तमे आप? हाँ, मलेशिया। ब्रदर तमे? दादा लंडन। यो स्पेन? ऑस्ट्रेलिया। फ्रॉम सिडनी? कैंस? मलेशिया, नाइजेरिया। हाँ, हॉलैंड। यू हैव सीन मी राइट? नो? या यू फ्रॉम ऑस्ट्रेलिया? वर्जीनिया, वर्धिंग, वर्धिंग सी शोर एंड सो नाइस। आई विजिटेड 2 months बैक ओनली। यू फ्रॉम वेर? फ्लोरिडा, राइट राइट। पीस विलेज, राइट। हाँ, बोस्टन, ऑक्सफर्ड। हाँ, रिट्रीट सेंटर। अच्छा, वेरी गुड। हाँ, हाँ, या श्रीलंका, जगा भाई, राइट। सिस्टर यू? वर्जिन। तमे फ्रॉम? लंडन। फ्रॉम न्यू यूके? अच्छा, ओके। एंड आई एम उषा फ्रॉम मुंबई, फ्रॉम इंडिया बट मुंबई। ऐसे सो लेट्स गो बैक 46 इयर्स बैक हिस्ट्री आई एम नरेटिंग। एट दैट टाइम आवर स्वीट बाबा वाज टोटली यंग, very very young looking and young, though he was an old man, but feeling from him was coming like a young man. So once we were walking in the garden in the morning, that time Baba told me, the you sister Usha, you are walking with a mouth open. So please shut your mouth, otherwise you will develop some disease. astama or something like that. So I look at Baba and I little walk, and then I said, Baba, see, you are also walking with an open mouth. You are also walking with an open mouth. You will also develop a disease. Then Baba said, oh child, I am an old man. So that's why my mouth a little bit remain open. But you shouldn't do that, do like that. So such a young I was. So I was talking with Baba in that way. So I met Baba on 23 years old I was. And my childhood was very, very innocent at that time. Now children are very grown up, look like a young people. But mine was not like that. I was totally engrossed in my study, nothing else. Only engrossed in study and remembering Lord Krishna. That was my life only. And that's why I was not knowing anything about the world. And when I was 23 years old, after passing my graduation, I was I want to give the exams of my graduation. That time I was reading in the midnight time. That time, incidentally, as if lots of light is coming on my head. The book was disappear, what I was reading was disappear, and something light was coming from side. I astonished and I looked, I felt that somebody standing in the window. And that human being, that whatever angelic like a human, was totally full of light, white light, so light, golden white light. So much light was there, and from him light was, totally light was coming. So I thought, I can't read my lessons. So I closed my book and I was sitting. Yet light was coming. Then I said, then this is a little bit, not I felt disturbance, but I said, now what I should do? I just slept down in this way. Then also light was coming. And then I thought that I put a blanket on my head. And I put a blanket on my head. Yet light was coming, piercing through the blanket and coming to my head. So much total light was coming just like this way. And then in that light I just went to sleep. I forget everything because I had to pass my exams, and I started reading. Reading. So we all were friends. I have got friends, some just like Dr. Nirmala, other also used to be my friend. So we decided to stay at one friend's house, and we three met there to read in the night time. So I was reading, but total air condition was there, so I felt suffocation. I want open natural air. So I went outside in a drawing room, and open it was, natural light was coming, and I was reading in a lamp. And at that time, on the another corner of that big, huge drawing room was that. And in another that corner, somebody was singing on sitar. So that was a song of Lord Krishna. So I totally, when I got that, by hearing that song, I was totally lost in that remembrance. And in that remembrance, so many tears started coming from my ears. I wasn't knowing, and I totally missed myself in that Lord Krishna's remembrance. After finishing that song, that lady came to me. She was a professional, best singer at that time. So she came and just awakened me and said, "Bhanji, sister, our guru is calling you." Then I said, "I don't want to come, I want to read." Then he said, "No, you come there." So I went there in corner where guru was sitting. Then guru asked me that, is there anything in your mind to ask me? I said, "No, I don't have anything in my mind." So he said, "No, remember, you want to ask me a question." I said, "I don't have any question in my mind. I just one thing, and that is my lesson I want to do prepare." So he said, "Just remember." Then on the spot I remember that incident which I got in that midnight. So I narrated that experience. So that guru said that a saint he was. So he said that within a short period of time, you are going to get a very good person will meet you there. And he will guide you. Then I said, "Okay," because I was in very much hurry. I want to finish all my lessons, so I was in hurry. I said, "Okay, now I'll go. Can I go now?" So he said, "Okay." Then I went. Then after that, in my family, Laukik family, there was a custom that every lady should get married. So I passed my graduation, so my grandfather wants me to get married. And from childhood, I developed that inside my mind that I am not going to marry anyway. So he was again and again explaining me in one way or another. And he was trying to get me married. Then what happened? I said, "No." So he was not forcing me, but that he was of that interest that I should get married. Then what happened? That by that time, I was doing a concentration. Concentration means one type of meditation. And I was remembering the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And one statue was there. And I was remembering, I was always keeping with my bedside. And I was just sleeping with him only. So in the midnight I get up and I got bath. And then I was sitting in the remembrance of Lord Krishna. After some time passed, then I got a vision. Though I was not knowing what is vision, what is sakshatkar, what is trance, nothing I was knowing. Because I had in my mind that only a pure people can meet the supreme power. only the pure people can meet, can have a experience of self-realization. By that time, self-realization, God realization, that difference I wasn't knowing. I have read that, so that's why I was saying that, oh, I must have that self-realization. That, just like that way. So I was remembering Lord Krishna, and was according to my Laukik Guru was saying that keep the chart and see that how much time you are get fully concentrate in Lord Krishna. So I was keeping chart. The chart was 1 second, 1.5 second, in that way chart was coming. So I was trying for that, and I was remembering, and that time I got the vision of one person who came in that vision, which I have never seen before. And that was Ramesh photo, my husband now, Laukik husband's photo came. And then the sound came that you are going to get married with this man. And that sound came 2-3 times, and then I frightened that why this has come. This is a wrong thoughts, this is a negative thoughts which I got. So I wrote to my guru, because I had no that himmat, courage to tell guru face to face. So I wrote down everything in 4 pages, that what I have seen. And now I am putting before your leg, and that's finished now. I took my friend and went to Guru's house and gave that letter to him. And I want to rush back to my home. But Guru said, please sit down, please sit down. Because that Guru was so much busy in his work of spreading Gita. So he met us, that was also a chance, and he said that please sit down. So I and my friend sit down, and then Guru read that letter. At that time I felt no good. My Guru sits reading, and I was so much frightened. Then said, don't get frightened, I have got your ideas that you got in your vision. So I look after such a person who may be. I have got in my mind, we have got a 2 brothers like this, as you explain in your paper, in your letter. One is Brother Ramesh, and he is very highly educated, gold medalist, chartered accountant, very rich person, this, so many things. Another is a solicitor, and he is also a common man, and this. I had no interest of hearing what the Guru said, and I finished, and then I went back to home. Then I was attending and taking class of small children up to university level, and I was used to go at Saturday and Sunday, 1 hour I was giving to give a class to them, that spiritual class to them, in that was running under that guru. So there was a meeting of that teachers meeting, and they want to train in the retreat place there. So the grandfather was so old man, so he do not want me to go anywhere, because we had a very big family, and he had so much responsibility, and he want to bus get married me and looking at me and don't allow me after night and don't speak with boys, and so many things he had in mind. I have to go in car by to college and coming back to my home. That's all. Otherwise, we should go in a family only. With family, crowd will go to visit any place, not go alone. So, my grandfather was not happy to go to the retreat place. So, I went there to say no to our guru, Laukik guru. And there, Ramesh also came that time. So, he was also saying that of his preoccupation, he was also came to say no to that guru. And so many were there. Hundreds of teachers used to be there. So, guru, after finishing the meeting, waiting, so much waiting, I wasn't knowing that. And everybody was searching me. And at last I found, and he called me and said that one boy came and narrated in this way. You have seen that boy in your vision? I was getting late with my grandfather because it was a night time, 8 o'clock. So I was in very much hurry. But I remembered that, yes, I have seen that boy. So he, Guru said, okay, go back to home. Finish now, I finish. And then he went to Calcutta. According to his schedule, he went to Calcutta. In Calcutta, there was my uncle's house, and he had some meetings and this and that. And then, so many things happened in between. And then I got married with Ramesh. But in my first meeting with Ramesh, I asked, in a usual manner, one question, that you like to remain celibate after marriage? That was an unusual question. And in my mind was that time, but I asked a question. And he said, I'll try my best. So I said, thought that if my grandfather will choose another boy, I don't know anything about him. But if this boy is ready to observe the celibate life, then it is better. So I was thinking positively about the Ramesh, and then so many things happened. My grandfather opposed so much, but my uncles helped me a lot, and then everything became all right, and with a huge, very rich way, in a very big way, the marriage was conducted. And that marriage, Baba was present in Mumbai. I was not knowing anything about the Brahma Kumaris. And my mother-in-law was going in Brahma Kumaris. At that time only 2-3 students used to be there. It was so early. So what happened that Vandadi Pushpashanta went in a trance few days back, and went in a trance, and she saw a huge things are happening, ceremonial celebrations and marriage type, everything was going on in my mother-in-law's house. So when she came back, she asked my mother-in-law that, Shanta, have you any going, anybody's marriage is happening in your home? She said, I don't know anything about the marriage. My children are very good And I have given them the freedom. They want to do marriage, they can do marriage. If they don't want to do marriage, they don't want to do marriage. I am free. But nothing talk is going on in that my home. Finish. Then why you are asking me such a question? Then Dadi narrated total vision she got. And Shantamata also very much surprised. And after some months, this talk started about our marriage. And after finishing my marriage, on the same night passed, and in the early morning, my mother-in-law said that we should go to Sakar Baba. I thought that maybe her guru, maybe, so she wants us to go to his whatever ashram or whatever place. So I got ready, 2-3 people we got ready and went to Baba's, where Baba was staying. Baba was sitting on a sandal. And I and Ramesh and Anila Ben, my sister-in-law and others, just sitting in front of Bab Dada. And then, Baba, how Baba, that's very nice that how Baba gave knowledge to newcomers. I was totally new, nothing knowing about Baba. Then Baba said, oh child, you come? I said, yes. You know that? You are that whom you have narrated so many things in scriptures. I got wonder. Then Baba said, you know that? Who is the Gita sermonizer? I said, Baba, Gita sermonizer is Lord Krishna. Baba said, no. You have not seen right thing. Gita sermonizer, sweet child, Gita sermonizer is Lord Shiva. I get shocked. Oh, how it is like that? So much shock. Because I was loving Krishna too much. So, then I said, no Baba, you are wrong. No Baba, you are wrong. Everybody is saying that Gita, it has been written that Krishna is. Baba also started, no children, this is right. I said, no, this is right. And I got angry. And shock and then get enraged totally. Baba was sweet, steady, silent, speaking with me. Then Ramesh just a little pinched me, that please don't speak. Because these people are very, very knowledgeful. So don't speak with them. I became silent. Then Baba said, oh dear child, I have kept very good gift for you. And I will bring you that. So he just called and so many gifts came for me. And Baba gave me to all. I was not knowing any gift what are in the world. Because I was totally studious student. Very studious student. Nothing I was knowing about in world what is going on. So for me, that gift was wonderful. In my life, I got first time the gift from Baba. So he gave me very good things and so many gifts I received with Bab Dada. Every time I used to go, Baba used to give me sometime golden beiges, sometime golden, these, sometime diamond Yes, Vachi, so many things I received from Bab that I don't know when I will give everything back to him. And Bab Dada gave me so many things, and I was astonished, why? And I got very, very happy by looking at, just like a child, when there is child received a gift, that time he becomes happy, right? You will be also very happy, no? When you received gift. I was very happy. Then I went back home, and I started calling my friends. Hello, hello. The wonderful guru has come in the city. He is giving a gift, very good gift. So all friends said, guru giving gift? Very nice, very nice. Come on. So we all went together to Baba's house. And all were sitting, and that time everybody was new to me and I was very new, very much new to them. So when I went that time, Baba was busy with the other things. But when I went that time, all sisters said, daughter-in-law of Shantaben has come, so please allow. So I went there to meet Baba. Baba said, sit down. Baba was sitting on Gaddi. Baba always used to sit on Gaddi. Gaddi, you know? Baba was sitting on Gaddi. On that day, Baba was sitting on Sandal in another room. That time, Baba was sitting on Gaddi. We all were sitting and Baba took out one brochure and told me to read. I was reading that brochure and what has been written, I was not knowing. Because everything was flying in the air from here, nothing was going inside. And only the thoughts used to come when this Baba will give a gift. I was reading, but in my mind, gift. Two or three lines, I must have made a mistake, I don't know. Baba realized that, this lady has got no concentration. And Baba said, okay, started giving the toli. Then I said, in my mind, only started gift. Because I received gift, so my friend should receive gift. So gift. And then Baba just said, Lachu was Baba's looking after. Lachu, bring that. Yesterday gift came, so bring that. And that was a small purse. So everybody got that purse. And after everybody received purse, I said, Shanti. That much childhood I had got, I was that time. Then what happened? Then again I went to Baba. That was also a miracle that everybody was invited to take a Brahma Bhojan, except me. I was not invited because I wasn't in Gyan, I was not knowing Baba. So I wasn't invited, but I was not knowing that things are here, so rules are here. So everybody was getting ready in my family, we are going to Baba, and I was sitting in my room, and then I started talking with God. God, if this, I have read that you are all everywhere, and you are specially in saints and such a good people, you are the, you incarnates in him. So if this Sakar Brahma, this Baba is a right person to you to come inside him, then you will send me the invitation for lunch. And if you will not send the invitation to me, mind it, that I will not believe him as a god. Because you said in the scriptures that you reflect yourself in a such a good person, so he is not a good person. That Sakar Baba is not a good person. And same time bell was rung. I finished the talk and bell was rung. One Brahma Kumaris came inside my home and just was giving the invitation to my mother-in-law to invite me for a lunch. I was so happy and got quickly ready and I came out. I came out from my room. So, you are ready? I said, yes. And we went to Baba's house. Only few ladies were invited. That time small group of ladies, because it is a beginning. Then what happened? Then Baba again gave me to read another brochure. Baba was sitting on gaddi, that I was sitting beside him, and he was telling that read this. So I read that God is one, and God is not omnipresent. After hearing that God is not omnipresent, I again get a second shock. First shock was that Gita sermonizer is Lord Krishna, not Krishna, but Lord Shiva. Another shock came that God is not omnipresent. And I finished, I don't read that brochure. I was totally not in mood. So Baba said, oh child, what happened? Read that. I said, no. God is not omnipresent, not going in my head. So Baba said, you believe that God is one? I said, yes, God is one. And how you can believe that God is everywhere? That talk started and then call from kitchen came. That, oh, come on, now everybody sit for a Brahma Bhojan. Then Baba said, oh child, first we will do the lunch and then we'll speak. Baba was sitting down and I was sitting beside him, and Baba was so lovely. Baba used to give first, and it's okay, right? Koriya na so kahiye. First, huh, Gitti, to me? One bite to me and then one bite to him. Then another one bite to me and one bite to me. In that way, Baba gave me I was not eating with my hand. I was eating with Bab Dada's hand. And then after finishing that lunch, then we were sitting in another room. Baba was sitting on a chair and we were standing and sitting in that way. I was in front line. And Baba that time, looking at the future of a child, Baba just started speaking that, oh child, I will send you to the whole world. You are going to give message to the whole world that God has incarnated and that God has come and make us like a perfect human being. I will send you to each corner of the world, and you will you will be giving this message to the whole world. That what Baba just foresighted. Then after something, we went back to our home. Then fourth time I went to Baba. Baba was sitting on Gaddi, I was sitting in front of Baba. Then I said, Baba, you are going? Baba said, yes, I am going to Mount Abu. Because now hot season is started, summer is started, so I will go to Mount Abu, because so many children from all over corner will come to meet me. I said, okay, Baba. Then Baba said, you have seen Mount Abu? I said, no, Baba. Then Baba said, it is a very good hill station. And all rich people, when summer will be there, they go in vacation to hill station. I said, yes, we are also going to another. No, I am just telling you that this time, you visit Mount Abu. And you know that Mount Abu has a very good Delwada temple. It is a marble, total marble temple. I will take you there. And another thing, you know, in that Mount Abu, there are big lion. Lion and so many, such a, what do you say, janavarnesu, animals, such a things. So I will take you there to see. So I said, Baba, you are going to take us to lion? Yeah, I'll get it. I'll take you to lion, to see the lion. I said, okay, Baba. I'll go to home, I'll tell my mother-in-law, please take me to Mount Abu. So Baba said, you must come to Mount Abu. Don't go other way. Come to Mount Abu. And I told my mother-in-law that I want to visit Mount Abu. And we came here in Mount Abu. We came in because my mother-in-law, he was in Gyan, so she was ready. I came to Mount Abu, that was my first visit. It was a wonderful visit. All the time, I used to stay with Baba Dada. Only and only time I go to Murli class, because I was not knowing anything about Gyan, and I don't want to hear any Gyan. Don't want to hear any more. So I was always with Bab Dada. And Bab Dada was looking very much after me. So my mother-in-law was expert in Tasnes, okay, playing the cards, very much expert, and Baba was also playing the cards with her. Few people used to be sit and they used to play the cards. But I was not knowing to play the cards. You know the play cards? Anybody knows how to play cards? Acha. You know? No, I was not knowing. So I was looking at this way. And Baba is in room, you know that this room? Baba used to play card, lying down on a bed, lying, sitting on the gaddi, and we used to play the cards. That time, once Baba said, that child, you play the card. I said, Baba, I don't know. Then, four people we were there. So Ramesh, all the dadis were young at that time. Baba and I was there. So I said, Baba, I don't know how to play the cards. Then Baba said, child, don't worry. you keep the cards in hand and I will look after your, I will be your partner. I will be your partner and I will look after your whole game. So I said, okay Baba. I kept my card in my hand. Everybody was playing. Ramesh was partner with another. I was partner with Baba. Baba started the game. This way. And what I should play the card, that Baba was narrating everything in his wonderful way. Wonderful way. So Baba said that I am your partner and I will look after your game, total life game. So that intoxication is in my mind up till now. That I am the partner of Baba Dada and Baba is looking after my whole life. So nothing is going to happen because Baba is my partner. Even in another game also, many games we used to play. Baba, Mamma, tennis, playing cricket, flying the kites, and so many things we used to play. While playing the chess like this, so Baba used to become my partner. And Baba used to say, I'll play your, chess, sokta baji. Chess, Indian type of chess. You just play your dice and I will look after your everything. And Baba had look after that, that's why we won the game. Every time we used to win the game. And very nice we used to play. So in that way, so many times we were playing the games. And so after going back to Mumbai, we started thinking, but once interval of time, what happened, that something happened. Big obstacles came to Yajna. And everybody was narrating what is happening near Delhi. It was town near Delhi, Hapur. And everybody used to come there from that place, tell the Baba that this has happened. Snake was thrown on some brother's neck in that way. Such a thing. All the pipelines got water and drainage cut to the center, and so many things they used to come and narrate to the Baba. Anti party nahi hai, apne Arya Samaji. Another. Keeping a gunda, keeping a culprit. And so many things started. I will tell you another time that what happened and how the one businessman came here and saying sorry to Baba, and I was there, and Baba, so many things happened. And Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, the Prime Minister of India, said that what you are doing? Against Baba? He is a very good man, and such a thing Prime Minister of India spoke. It was a wonderful experience that I'll narrate you sometime when I'll narrate that story. But everybody was narrating the stories that this way they are harassing the sisters. And Baba used to say, hear it silently. Nothing, no tension, no nothing came in the features, even in features of Baba. Nothing. Nothing stayed. Baba was saying, according to 5,000 years, we are facing these obstacles, and according to 5,000 years, we are going to win this battle. Nothing will happen. Such a silent way, I have never seen. In such a steady, Baba was really very good. Such a nice way. So I learned from that. And another episode happened that when Baba used to be there, that time all the brothers, all the sisters used to come and meet Baba and hugging Baba. Just like that way. But Baba, I used to say, see Baba, Baba used to remember Shiv Baba. Because he was only the instrument, so though anybody, anything will do anything, Baba was just remembering Shiv Baba and giving them the experience. Whatever Baba wants to give the experience, he was the only instrument. He was the only instrument. He was working like that way, as if standing like a statue. Very good. That also I saw in Baba. Another thing I saw in Baba, as a detached soul, lovely soul, giving love to everybody, yet detached. Attachment and detachment, totally balance. And the third thing I saw that time, that when we were leaving, Baba came to say bye-bye in tree. So Baba was just saying, Rumal, taking this handkerchief and just saying yes in this way. And we were leaving at that time, I saw as if water has come in between the two eyes, not coming out, but it was sparkling. And I was looking at Baba, and Baba, with so much detachment, I saw in so many incidents, and this time, Baba is ocean of love. And really, that make a turning point for Ramesh Bhai. That really, that Baba is a great. I wasn't turned. I was not in Gyan. I was not believe in Brahma Baba. I was not believe in Shiv Baba. I was not. But Ramesh turning point started from that day. And we went to Mumbai, and from that day we started attending Brahma Baba, mana Murli class. So we went there, then Ramesh was visiting twice a day, so he started. Whatever the cases happened, then secondly, he started drawing the pictures, ideas about the pictures, and so many. Then after that, he became the instrument to start a new godly service in Yajna. So about 18 to 20 things, he started a new things. Just like a exhibition you are looking at, he was the inventor of the exhibitions, as well as workshops, conferences, seminars, all were introduced by Brother Ramesh. And Baba was also, started giving him so many responsibilities. Baba made him a trustee of the yajna, and he became the one of the executive members. Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Gulzar, and Ramesh Bhai, Brijmohan Bhai, and Nirvir Bhai. All six members Baba gave him to run this yajna. So he became the main instrument, and he, one of the main instrument to look after the yajna. So this way he became, but I became Brahma Kumaris after 1 year, Ramesh, and then after 1 year I became, because I got so many experience. Baba did a wonderful things. Baba worked with me in a wonderful way. Wonderful way. One incident I am narrating you, that when I used to get a trance, I was under that impression, strong believer, that it is only my mental thoughts, and according to my mental thoughts, I am getting a trance. So I was not believing in trance. So I used to believe in meditation, but I do not believe in knowledge. I do not believe in trance. And that's why it took me 1 year more. So what happened? One of the incidents I am just narrating, that you know, bhatti we keep for the students. So in Mumbai, bhatti for the students was there. 25 students used to be, so bhatti used to be there from the morning till evening. So my mother-in-law said that I am going to bhatti. So I said, I am also coming with you. So he said, okay. Then we both went to bhatti. So I was so much interested in meditation, and total atmosphere was very good of the center. So I liked that. So I was sitting always in front, Baba and I. So in front. So in the morning started bhatti. I was taking drashti from dadis. Two dadis used to be sitting in sandal, and I was remembering Shiva Baba, because I was the beloved of God is omnipresent. So it may be a Lord Krishna or it may be a Lord Shiva, whatever, same. So I used to, they were telling, remember Shiva Baba. I said, okay, I'll remember Shiva Baba. So I was remembering Shiva Baba. Then what happened? One sister went in trance. Then I said, okay, she has gone. Now I should take drashti from another dadi. Then sister came and brought the message. What the message? That how you should sit in a bhatti. I was sitting in this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, na, so many ways. So, they, no, you should sit. Can I show you? Posture I will show you. One leg, this. And this. So they taught me that all the students should sit in this way. Can you sit this way? This leg here, this leg here, and this hand should be this way. So your automatically back will be straight, neck will be straight. This is a right way, she said that way. And second thought she gave us all, that in mind so many thoughts will be coming. So you should check it and write it down and keep it with yourself only. Don't allow that thoughts to read another, but keep it with you. So then finished. Then I thought that sitting arrangement is okay, and that mental thoughts also I can write, because I have not allowed that to read by teacher, Dadi. So I wrote down. What I wrote down? That this sister who are going in trance, that my mental thoughts which are coming, these sisters who are going in trance are hypocrites. And hypocrisy I don't like. So I will do only meditation and will not go in such a hypocrite matters. Then I put that cheat in my pocket and I was sit again in the afternoon. That time afternoon bhog was offered to Baba. Again she went in a trance. I was looking at other drashti, looking at the another dadi. Then she came back and she narrated that Baba might come. Baba might come. So everybody was so happy, Baba will come, Baba will come. At that time Baba used to come in some dadis, huh? Then very happy, finished. Then evening started. Evening that I was sitting in front line first and doing meditation. Two dadis used to sit in suddenly, and I was taking drashti from one dadi. She went in trance. Okay, finish now. Second dadi. Then dadi. She also went in trance. Finish now. What to do? Then, what to do? I was not knowing. I was just sitting. Then, in one dadi, dadi Pushpa Shanta, somebody came. And that time, it was a electric current was that time. So I didn't think about another thing. So she started giving drashti to me. And see, I was sitting in the front. She was not giving drashti to me, but she started from that place, corner. Where, on those days, gramophone record used to play. Keeping that key, this in record, such a big record. You have seen that gramophone? Everybody has seen that gramophone? Gramophone used to play. So that corner gramophone, just like a tape machine, he plays here. So gramophone was on that corner. And giving drashti to these, so many. So everybody got a drashti, except me. I didn't got the drashti. I was kidding. When I get drashti? And at last, Baba gave me the drashti. And I don't know. From that place, I found myself in the lap of Dadi. I don't know how I got. I fly from there and I was sitting here. Then so much tears coming. I was crying. Within a second, that another sister, Dadi Shil, was in trance, and she put a hand on my head. and some cold current, cold totally, it was ice cold current, went through my head and passed my body. And I was stuck. That much crying I was doing, that whole class used said me that so much crying, that whole class used to get tears. And that she put a hand in a trance and finished. Then my thought started. Crying finished, thought started. Thought started that, oh, from that place I am here. I'm going back. On the same moment, Dadi Pushpa Shanta, whoever may be, Baba was there inside his heart. Baba said, Oh child, you have recognized me? Softly, slowly, that sound touched my heart. I said, yes, Baba. Then he was just Baba wait for a while. And for a while, Baba wait, that time only I got and my thought came. Oh, I am catch hold of these people. I don't want to sit here. I'll go there in my place. Then again Baba spoke. Dear child, you recognize me? Because I was here. Baba's hand was here behind me. And Baba was narrating that sweet word. I won't go there. Then again Baba started. Dear child, you have not recognized me? I said, no Baba, I have recognized. Then what you will give? Then Baba wait. Then I again got that I should go there. Then again Baba spoke. Dear child, dear mother, जोगी आया तेरे द्वार. जोगी किसको कहते? बेगर में भी, बट बेगर ऑफ ए हाई क्वालिटी. हाँ हाँ हाँ, फकीर, एंजल, एंजेलिक टाइप. मदर, स्वीट मदर, जोगी. Baba said, Jogi, angel, fakir, came to beg near you. Sweet mother, that angel came to your door and wants something from you. Will you give me that? So lovingly Baba used to speak, touching really hard. So I said, yes Baba. Then I took from bhog thali, that plate, I took one grape and gave to Baba. Baba took it in this way. Baba used to say, that angel came this way. Please, you like to give me? Anything will please give you? Give me? Please give me? And I took it. Baba took it. And then, again I used to go there, but same second, that hand behind my back was there, no? And this, I was sitting here, and the hand was like this. So, from that hand, such a strong current went away. And I went to my seat back. Then, when daddies came again, and narrated his experience. That when I went there, Baba was very much ready to come down here. So Baba came here, wherever, I don't know where Baba gone. I was sitting, and then again Baba came. That time Baba was so happy, so happy, so happy. And Baba was playing a ball in his hand. Ball was there in Baba's hand. And with that ball, Baba said, that child has given me this round ball. I will give. I have to give. The world, what you say? Sovereignty? Whatever. Kingdom? To that child. Baba was so happy. And Baba went and I came here. Such experiences Baba gave me, so many, so many. But I used to, very stupidity in my mind, I don't want to believe such a things. Such a nice experience, just after the knowledge I feel, but at that time I was very strong. I must know that logically, I must know, I must understand the knowledge. So, this way, one of the experience I got in my life, that is also very remembered, very good experience. Baba was very lovely. Have you seen Sakar Baba? No one has seen, no? Very good. Can't imagine such a humble Baba. Just like me, Baba used to give me bites with his own hand. In a way, Baba used to come with me everywhere. Chalo, come on child, we'll go to see the lion. Baba used to come with me. That time not a single car in Mount Abu. Only one car was used to say taxi. So Baba used to call that taxi for me. And Baba used to sit beside me. And we used to come with to see the temples, to see the tigers, and what not. Such a humble Baba used to, such a humble, such a highest of the high, become humble for the child. That's why in last of Yatta Murli you have heard that highest of the high, the God, has come in the smallest age, Sangam Yuga, confluence age. Highest of the highest God, highest of the high God, Unche Te Uncha Bhagavan, highest of the high God, has come the smallest confluence age. So that's why we must understand the value of the time. Because it is a very small age. And in that small age, confluence age, we must understand the value of time. Management of time require. Okay. Om Shanti.